I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. I'm here this morning with Vicki Fulkerson, who is in Minneapolis to cover the Final Four. Vicki, will you set the scene for Friday night's game for us?
Sure. There's so much scene setting to do. This is the site of UConn's first national championship, which was in 1995, also at the Target Center. They also played Stanford in the first round of that Final Four, and then back in the day, they played back to back days. There wasn't a day in between, so they played Stanford on Saturday and Tennessee on Sunday, and beat both of them for their first national championship. Paige Beckers from UConn is from Hopkins, Minnesota, which is about 10 miles from here, so she's making her homecoming. Thanks in large parts to her efforts in their last game, and just how unexpected it was for them to even be here because of all the injuries they had this year. And it kind of snowed yesterday. The streets are a little slippery. There's a Mary Tyler Moore statue. things were just getting started this morning for all the interviews over at the Target Center. The ESPN crew talked at 8:30 this morning, Central Time, and then all four teams who are here are going to have their time in the interview room today. So there's a lot going on today.
Wow. Okay. And let's go back for a minute to Monday's super exciting game against North Carolina State. Were you expecting what happened, and what made it possible for the women to win that night?
Well, I didn't. All their games have been kind of grinding it out, like a little bit. Like, they play great defense, and then, you know, put together just enough points to, you know, to win, or, you know, not even just enough. They beat Indiana in the regional semifinal by, you know, quite a good margin. But I don't know if I was expecting like 91-87. And, like, could they outscore another team without stopping them defensively? And every time NC State scored, UConn just scored. And every time UConn scored, NC State scored, you know. So it just kept going back and forth. And you would think that it was over. And then, you know, 0.8 seconds left in overtime, the player from NC State hit a three-pointer from the corner, like, over Paige Beckers. And then, okay, now it's double overtime. And then it just kept going and going and going. And everybody had so many counter punches and bullets, and, you know, to just, nobody wanted to lose that game. It was just so, it was emotional. And Gino Auriemma, the UConn coach, was emotional after. He was emotional when he was talking to ESPN after the game. And just because you don't know how many chances you're going to get to do this. And then for them to come, this is their 14th straight Final Four, for them to get to do that, it's just like he's incredulous sometimes, you know. But what made it happen? Well, Paige Beggars had 27 points. She had 15. She had 10 in overtime and 5 in double overtime. So she had 15 of her 27 in overtime and double overtime. She looked like, you know, last year she was the National Player of the Year, and she looked every bit of that. Like, she was like hanging in the air, you know, to shoot, and they weren't, you know, rattling in. They, like, every single one just hit all net. And she just, they just kept giving her the ball, and she just kept making shots. And she had like a big time performance.
So this morning you had a chance to speak with another legendary UConn standout, Rebecca mm-hmm. Lobo. Tell me what she had to say.
Well, yeah. It's a tradition at the Final Four that the ESPN broadcast crew gives us like a half an hour the morning of all the press conferences the first day. And of course, today would be the day to talk to Rebecca, because she was on that 95 national championship team in Minneapolis. But it's also funny because her husband is from Minnesota. He's from Bloomington, Minnesota. So he's a writer, Steve Rushen. He wrote for Sports Illustrated, and he has a couple books. But he's like a big Minnesota Twins baseball fan. He talks about them all the time on Twitter and everything. And so Rebecca had never been to Indianapolis when they won their first national championship, but now she comes to Minnesota every summer on vacation with Steve's part of the family. And also, like, in her role as a broadcaster now at ESPN, she's been here numerous times to do Minnesota Lynx games in the WNBA. So it really, you know, she's been here a million times since then. But it was just that she just talked about that day and how that national championship changed her life. She got inducted into the the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, and she's a broadcaster, and she got she was one of when the WNBA first originated, they had like four players that they allocated to the different teams, and they put Rebecca with the New York Liberty because that was like regional to Connecticut, and she's just like a pioneer of the game, you know. And she also talked about how her parents were both teachers, and she wanted to go to UConn because of Gino and because of Chris Daly, the associate head coach, and she had gotten close to them while getting recruited, and she knew she wanted to go there, and it was like she's from Massachusetts and it's like close to home, and her parents desperately wanted her to go to Stanford or Notre Dame or someplace that was like academically renowned, and she's like, it was hard explaining to them like, okay, I'm gonna do exactly what you don't want me to do, you know. And now obviously like UConn's a great academic school, but her parents were like, you could go to Stanford. So like, imagine if Rebecca would have gone to Notre Dame, like and UConn, she would have been the opposite of herself. Now everyone wouldn't like her from Connecticut.
Wow. So that was pretty interesting. How, Vicki, is it different this year compared to last year in, was it San Antonio?
Yeah, San Antonio, I was in my hotel room the whole time, except for the games. Obviously, you could go see the games in person, but now it's like back to bustling around, and they had breakfast this morning over there. There was like a big pile of crispy bacon, and all the ESPN on air talent was at all different tables, and you could go around to the different tables and talk to them, and it's basically back to normal. Like go in the interview room. The only thing still, you used to have locker room access. So say Avina Westbrook, and I wanted to do a story on her, like you could just go in the locker room and talk to her while the other people were on the podium. Like, but now we don't have that access to the locker room. So say like for a story about, if I wanted to do a story about the original national championship team, I could go in the locker room and talk to Chris Daly because she was a coach then, and not like you would have to like set it up, you know, special or something like that. They are giving us access to Paige and to the two other starters, AZ Fudd and Aaliyah Edwards, today. They're setting up like a special UConn set up a special Zoom conference for us so that we have access to them if we want to ask them anything. But it's like there's no open locker room because of the COVID issue, which is kind of understandable.
So what can we expect from you for stories on theday.com and in the day in the next couple of days?
Well, today I'm working on the story about that original Final Four team. Gino spoke about it on a conference call that he did Tuesday. The Tuesday after the regional finals are over, they have all four Final Four coaches for like four straight hours, and like anyone from all over the country calls in and asks them all these questions. So we did that Tuesday, and he talked about that first Final Four team. And I mean, when you think about it, they've won 11 now, and they've won more national championships than any other team, and they've been to more Final Fours than any other team, and they've been to more consecutive Final Fours than any other team. But that was really the beginning of the whole thing, you know. And that was even the, that was the first year they played Tennessee during the regular season and then the national championship. So that was like the jumping off point of that whole rivalry. So there's like so much. So I'm writing about that story about that game, and then it'll be the Stanford UConn preview, which I have to get back over to the arena to do. The Stanford press conference is coming up, so it'll be a preview of that. And then tomorrow night the game is at 9:30, so the game story will be on theday.com, but not in the newspaper, sadly. And then
I know
if
the, deadlines.
Then, yeah, and then if they win, everything will be in from then on. Rebecca said she thinks it's going to be a really close game coming right down to the end. UConn lost one of their forwards in the last game. Dorky Juhas broke her wrist, like just fractured it, like right in half, like right in the middle of the game. And she had been playing well in that game, and so. Gino just said, he's like, oh, it figures like Stanford, like the one game against like the team that has the players with the longest, you know, body, you know, longest arms, and now we're missing one of our big kids. Like earlier in the year, they missed a whole bunch of guards, you know, and now they're right when they need a big presence, like they lost Dorka, so they keep figuring it out somehow. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, and you had a good story about Gino and his expectations of the team and the legacy and the pressure on them. How is he handling it himself, Vicky?
I think he tries to internalize a lot of it himself so that he keeps the pressure off the kids. Because even, like, we talked to AZ Fudd the other day, and we said, do you feel like a freshman? And, like, maybe not basketball-wise, you say, oh, they're not a freshman at this time of year, but yeah, she is. She was up on the podium Monday night, and every time someone asked her a question, she would be like, oh my God, I lost my train of thought. And all the other kids were making fun of her, and then Gino goes, luckily she's really good at shooting. You know, and they've never done, like, yesterday they spent a whole day just, like, mugging for the cameras, like, making muscles and making faces and, you know, having, like, this big red spotlight put on them and, like, all, the, like, they didn't get to do that last year, and they certainly didn't do that in 1995. So it's exciting for them. But he tries to take a lot of that off them. Himself, you know, like he takes responsibility for when they lose, you know, or so that he puts just enough of it on them during the regular season, and then when they get to the playoffs, he just has like a different demeanor. Like he kind of takes it off them and puts it on himself. It's really interesting.
All right, Vicky, so we will let you get back to the arena. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us before we conclude?
Oh, nope. I had a terrible journey here yesterday. I missed my flight. But when I finally got here, I had a nice dinner with Lori Riley from the Hartford Courant. And when I was walking back to the hotel, I ran into the Mary Tyler Moore statue. So everything like seemed all right. Mary gave it the blessing. So.
Okay, so we'll be watching for your stuff on In the Day and on theday.com. Thank you so much.
Awesome, thank you.